You look tired. Pastor Jeff always says, how are you doing today? And everybody says, tired. Well, let's see what we can do about that. Maybe we can give you a sugar high. Don't tell. No. How many of you have chores that mom and dad expect you to do? What are some of those?
Clean the bathroom, our rooms, cleaning the bathrooms.
And both of you have to do the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Check the
mail. Yeah, I had some of those too. We had to make our beds, take out the trash, sometimes do dishes. And while our parents didn't pay us for it, we did get an allowance, which was really kind of nice. And I'll bet you, I don't remember anymore, but I bet you they gave it to us even if we didn't do things when we were supposed to, or everything, we didn't do everything. Well, you don't, well, and I'm not trying to put mom on the spot. But what if both of you did what you're supposed to do, what you're expected to do on your chores, and I gave one of you one piece of candy, and, well, actually, let's change that. What if one of you decided to be just really good and do a whole pile of work so that you didn't have to? And I gave each of you a reward. Let's just say two pieces of old Christmas candy that's still quite good. You can help me get rid of it. Is that fair? It's not fair. Who should have gotten more?
The person who did more work.
The me.
You. Well, our story is kind of like that. There was a guy who had a vineyard, grew grapes, and he needed people to pick the grapes. He got people in the morning, and they had to work all day. And then different people came at different times during the day. And then finally, before there was only an hour left of work, another group came. And when the landowner decided to pay them, first the landowner paid the last people to come first and paid him what he had agreed to pay the first people, which was a denarius, which is a day's wage. And he told others he would pay them what is fair. And so when it came time to pay even those who just worked 1 hour, they all got the same pay, a day's wage. Is that fair?
Nope.
Well, the landowner said, well, why are you grumbling? Don't I get to choose what I get to pay people? And what is mine I can give? And I gave you what I promised you, and I choose to be as equally generous with those who only worked an hour. So God, this is, we can sort of, in my sermon, I'm going to talk about God's generosity. God sees us all equally. We're all worthy of God's love. And God pours it out generously. And I love all of you, so let's be fair about this. Let's see. I have enough. Let me get, see how many I can give. Okay, I have to catch up these two. Three's a good number on a Trinitarian. There you go. Thank you for coming up. Hopefully you'll get some more energy. Ha ha ha!